It's here and now. The LA-based musical group Trio AS, that's the three she's in Spanish, is taking traditional Mexican mariachi music into new territory. Trio AS' debut album, Con Ustedes, was nominated for a Latin Grammy last year, and the three members of Trio AS join us with their instruments from NPR West, Suemi Gonzalez on the violin, Nelly Cortez on a big guitar called the Guitarón, and Stephanie Amaro on the guitar. Welcome to all of you.
Hello.
Well, let's give listeners a little sense of your style here. I know that Bésame Mucho is a traditional mariachi song, but why don't you play a little bit of it in your style?
Sure.
All right.
Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Oh, bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame. Bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame,
bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo a perderte, perderte después.
Ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame,
bésame mucho,
como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame,
bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Perderte, perderte después.
Que tengo miedo a perderte, perderte después.
You know, with the staccato plucking, you don't really even need the trumpets, do you?
Nope.
So how would you describe what you just did with that that's unique?
Well, we turned it into kind of a gypsy jazz thing. I guess for us, also being born here and listening to music here, that's where our freedom comes from. Like, we wanted to be able to incorporate that kind of stuff.
Well, one of the wonderful and unique parts of that is that you obviously have female voices, and you put a very distinct spin on a song that we very frequently hear being sung by men.
That is a plus. That is a plus. We've been referred to kind of Latin Andrew sisters at times, and I think that's great.
So there is a big question about whether you are, in fact, a mariachi band. Tell me what you think about that.
This has been the topic of the week, actually.
For us, yeah.
We all come from a mariachi, traditional mariachi background. We've done our time with, you know, wonderful groups out there. But there just came a time where we decided to get away from that and play music that we like and put in our own creativity into these traditional songs with, like they say in our bio, with the contemporary twist.
We were only a three-piece. Mariachis are, you know, eight and up.
Well, a crowd has gathered on the other side of the glass here in Boston, so I want you to just go out on a song, which we'd love to hear, especially since you're about to do a Dia de los Muertos concert. Take us out with the song La Bruja, or The Witch.
Sure.
De la mañana, a las dos de la mañana, ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá,
volar y dejarse caer en los brazos de tu hermana, en los brazos de tu hermana. Quisiera llorar.
Me agarra la bruja y me lleva al cuartel. Me vuelve maceta y me da de comer. Me agarra la bruja y me lleva al cerrito. Me sienta en sus piernas, me da de besitos.
Ay, dígame usted. ¿Cuántas criaturitas se ha chupado usted? Ninguna, 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 no ve que ando en pretensiones de chuparme a usted.
I like that maniacal laugh there.
It just seemed to fit.
Well, Suemi Gonzalez, Nelly Cortez, and Stephanie Amato from the LA-based group Trio AS, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And this is, Robin, Ojitos Traidores. This is an additional song that they performed for us. You can hear the entire thing at our website, hereandnow.org, and also listen to some of the other music we just heard.
Beautiful.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Por unos ojitos negros, negritos como mi suerte.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.